Let's talk about some of the trials that are going on right now and some of the ones that are being thought about, starting with C08, modified FOLFOX6 plus or minus bevacizumab. Where are we in terms of accrual, and how are people responding to that study?
Well, relative to accrual, I think it's accruing very well. It started in 9 of 2004, and we've passed the 2,000 mark of a required sample size of 2,632. So I think that we've really had as good a response from the membership as we can possibly get. I think people are very enthusiastic about using bevacizumab or assessing bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. I think that the toxicity information is very comforting. I think that's what the membership has found on its own, which of course increases their enthusiasm for entering patients into C08. So we should be done probably by October, perhaps sooner.
That's great. To me, I think the adjuvant Herceptin studies, in a way, have increased enthusiasm about the colon adjuvant bevacizumab studies, because it's a similar kind of model of maybe patients seeing that they can get a therapy they wouldn't otherwise receive that looks promising.
I don't disagree. I think what further stimulated interest is that the results with Herceptin were so spectacular. In some ways, it raises enormous expectations for what bevacizumab is going to do in the adjuvant setting, and I certainly think it's not going to do what Herceptin did in breast cancer. We had a targeted subset of women whose tumors were HER2 positive. We don't have the same kind of population in the adjuvant setting in C08. On the other hand, hope springs eternal. I hope there'll be robust differences. I think, you know, the level of efficacy of Herceptin in the adjuvant setting, I mean, that for some of us was a once-in-a-lifetime observation. Perhaps we'll be lucky and see it twice.
Anything around the corner in terms of predictors or response to bevacizumab?
I do not know of any that I would get very enthusiastic about, but give Soonpaik a shot at it, and I think we'll be a little bit further ahead.
And I guess the B40 neoadjuvant breast trial might be a great place to start looking at that.
Absolutely. I think putting bevacizumab into that setting will give us a very significant opportunity to address those issues with the availability of tissue. That study was, as we've discussed in the past, it was a shift away from the standard endpoints in that we were using PCR as the endpoint which drives the study both conceptually as well as numerically. We're using PCR as the endpoint. So we are really committed to evolving a molecular taxonomy for the various agents that we use. And now that we're using bevacizumab, I think we have an opportunity to examine those issues.
What were your thoughts about Sandy Swain, her NCI group's report on neoadjuvant bevacizumab and locally advanced breast cancer, particularly as it relates to some of the flow things they saw? And have you thought about looking at that for B40?
I think it'll be difficult to do the same kinds of things as she did, being in a single institution, but we'll see what evolves.